Welcome to Almost Here, Around the Corner Future Technology Podcast with Richard Jacobs. Future technologies poised to transform our lives for better or worse are the focus of this podcast. Almost here means these technologies are now here and starting to be used, or just around the corner, from Bitcoin to artificial intelligence, 3D printing, blockchain, virtual reality, and more. Coming to Dallas, Texas, September 14th, 15th, and 16th, 2018, the Blockchain and Future Tech Expo. This is going to be a gigantic conference of over 5,000 people. We're going to be talking about blockchain and its applications. We're going to be talking about quantum computing, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and several other future technologies that are poised to and actually changing our lives as we speak. Here's why you should attend. As you may know, early adopters are the ones that investigated and profited from things like the gold rush in the 1800s, from the dot-com boom in the 1990s, from the internet boom in 2005, from the smartphone explosion in 2007, from the real estate boom that ended in 2008, and of course, from the Bitcoin boom that started in 2012. Early adopters act now. They don't wait till later. They go out west first. In their covered wagons, they find the biggest gold nuggets. If you consider yourself an early adopter and you want to find the biggest nuggets, then you owe it to yourself to attend this upcoming conference. Blockchain is going to affect how we control and store our medical data, how we send money around the world, how we bank, and more. But artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and cybersecurity will play a pivotal role in our lives as well. And that's why our next event, September 14th to the 16th at the Dallas Convention Center, is going to have not only 5,000 plus attendees, but we'll showcase blockchain, AI, cybersecurity, quantum computing, and more. You want to get in on the coming gold rush of future tech and opportunity as an early adopter. Don't be left out. To register, go to bftexpo.com. That's blockchainfuturetechexpo.com. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Future Tech Podcast. My name is Juliette Lamar, and my guest today is Brigitte Luckenbühl. She is the CEO and head of real estate at Swiss RealCoin. Hi, Brigitte.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you. Great being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about this exciting new company. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Swiss RealCoin?
Yeah, very happy to. Thank you very much. Swiss RealCoin is the first Swiss real estate-backed crypto token. Real estate asset management onto the blockchain, which means we do an ICO, invest more than 90% of the proceeds into Swiss real estate, and then we increase the transparency and the efficiency of the management of the portfolio massively so that the investor benefits and has access and also voting rights 24/7 for his portfolio.
Wow. So you're buying real estate with your tokens, or is it something that the real estate is offered through a token? Can you elaborate on that?
It's something new. So it's in between of a fun scheme and tokenizing. So it's a Our Swiss RealCoin is representing a perpetual bond, which means that the investor has the right to claim back a loan, which ensures that the token is freely tradable on the secondary market, which is extremely important for the efficiency, the liquidity, and the high tradability of the secondary market. And what does Swiss RealCoin give the investor? The investor receives access to a very illiquid market, Swiss real estate market, and it's super efficient when he comes in, for example, from Japan. He has some Ethereum and wants to invest into this real estate market, decorrelation of diversification reasons, then he can immediately trade and directly change his Ether to Swiss real coins without any other market intermediaries or conversion or transaction costs, which makes this real estate asset and investment extremely efficient, which is something completely new. So what we do is we create with Swiss real coins a new real estate asset class.
Oh, excellent. So what is your timeline then for where you are now, and where do you see this going in the future?
We are currently in the marketing phase. We announced it in Swiss real coin 2 weeks ago, and now we are traveling around the globe, speaking at conferences. Right now I'm in Korea, tomorrow at Economy, one of the largest Korean crypto conferences, and heading off to Tokyo. So we're really spreading this real coin around the globe. Then in May, we have the ICO, where we raise the money, which we put into direct real estate. We start to invest to build up the acquisition portfolio in July. And then we expect to have invested the $150 million by end of the year, 2019, half of it, and the other half by mid of 2019, which is absolutely realistic because it, at the current market in Switzerland, the real estate market is rather tight in the core segment. Prime office buildings and residential, but in commercial core plus or value up buildings, still have a lot of opportunities. They can definitely invest and stuff. It's a good opportunity then. But we have an amazing real estate expert team in within Swiss real coin. CEO of a listed real estate company. We have one of our largest shareholders in the company behind Swiss Real Estate. It's a very large Swiss real estate company. We have for the German real coin, right after the Swiss real coin, it's a German real coin. We have a large German real estate company. So my background in years of real estate corporate finance and M&A, valuation, so we have a lot of expertise within the company in terms of real estate investment and asset management, which is, in my point of view, definitely crucial when it comes to real estate token. And this is on the investment side, the timeline and roadmap. And on the platform of the technological dashboard, we will have first dashboard version, demo version, ready by end of this month, by end of April, where the investor can check and also test our platform, how it looks like, how he can vote, how he can access all the information about the portfolio, about the income, about the vacancy, about the outcome, the test version, the demo version. Then as soon as you have the property acquired, we will have a live version coming onto the market, presumably in Q3 2018.
Wow, so you have quite a bit going on.
Absolutely, yeah. So It's absolutely super interesting, and I think absolutely the right time now in terms of crypto assets, well, also to seriously bring forward real estate asset management. Where just this week, Jones Lang LaSalle, one of actually my former employer, just announced that they want to go more into technical support and technical innovation in terms of real estate asset management. That's absolutely the exactly the right time for us to come with Swiss Real Coin.
So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with this company and what kind of other people are involved on the team that makes this all a realization.
So my personal background is, as I said, is real estate. I've done 10 years real estate asset management and merger and acquisition and investment in Switzerland and also in London. And knowing from there that definitely convinced that real estate has so much potential in terms of efficiency and transparency gain. And we're still, Excel tool is the most common tool in the market, so you can bring a lot forward. This is one side. The other side, how I got into the blockchain and crypto space, I have my personal environment and a network. I have a lot of fintech people around me, early crypto enthusiasts. And, then I started, obviously, also to trade with cryptos, Ether, Bitcoin, and so on. But last year, I did a long travel from Zurich, Switzerland, to Kyrgyzstan. And just before I entered the Iran, my Ether wallet was on the way down. It completely collapsed. And then I entered Iran, and I had no chance to access my wallet because I had no connection. And it was about 10 days completely crazy. So, if I have some funds left. And this was exactly where I decided that the world, the crypto space, needs a stable crypto token. And as I'm coming from real estate, I clearly see that real estate is the perfect backing for a stable token. So real estate gives the perfect inner value, whether as gold or diamond, because more stable and it's yield producing. So itself, it's rental income producing, where gold is volatile in itself and doesn't use anything. And so, or diamond. And then the last summer, it was really the point where it said, okay, that's now the point where a stable crypto token with a clear, measurable, calculable inner value is needed. And as well, that real estate asset management to come onto the blockchain to realize the efficiency and transparency gain.
Absolutely. And I know when people, you just had a fundraiser that 5% of your profits went to housing and schools in Puerto Rico. Are you going to do something like that for this next? Yeah, go ahead and expand upon that.
Absolutely. So what we're doing is to have on a platform social impact section where we can, or the investor can dedicate to project, social impact projects. And we started our roadshow in Puerto Rico a couple of weeks ago. And this is why we started with Puerto Rico as a project. And as we're coming out from the real estate market, we definitely want to also give something back, which I personally absolutely convinced is help to build up society again. First with housing and also with cool buildings and education. And this is where we have a direct section where people can allocate, or where the investors can allocate, also fund the social impact project. And on the other side, so Puerto Rico, where we announced that we will invest into directly into social housing and school buildings, we will dedicate that from the team pool. So whatever we raise Puerto Rico, 5% of that, will stay in Puerto Rico until the university into social housing and school building. And this comes out from the school. So we as a team will donate that. But the platform itself, it will have also a social impact section that comes after Puerto Rico. So there will be other projects joining and then coming after. One of our co-founding partners, he has a foundation. He did a social impact project for young entrepreneurs in Bolivia and also in Nepal, where he invested directly to help young entrepreneurs to develop their business plan. So it was a business plan competition. And this is something that comes with our team, so that we really want to give back something also back to the community.
Absolutely, because you're trying to improve all areas of life through education and housing and just building up the lives of people around you, which creates a stronger community.
Absolutely.
In general.
Absolutely.
Now, are there other benefits for people to pre-register with your company? I was seeing there's a couple of benefits for people to do some pre-registration.
Yes. So how does the investor benefit from investing in this real coin? The first is that he benefits from the reinvestment of the net rental income. So which means we don't pay dividends, but we reinvest all the net rental income. That's where the inner value of the token increases. Then secondly, we bring real estate asset management onto the blockchain by developing software to make the portfolio and real estate more transparent, more efficient, which we can also sell to other real estate owners. 50% of the profit from this licensing, we're going to sell to other real estate owners, and of software sales will contribute back into the portfolio. They're going to buy new houses added to the portfolio, which belong to the investor. And the third point is that we have an inflation mechanism, which we will stabilize the price of the token. Whenever the price of this real coin goes up more than the double than the real estate portfolio value, new tokens are sold at market price, so we need money to invest into the real estate portfolio, add new houses, and add it to the portfolio, which means the investor receive more in the value for his token. So this is where the token price is, but not correlated from the inner value, taking away the inner value, so that the points from below. Then the token price is always at least half covered by real estate behind. But this is definitely something that is unique also in comparison to gold-backed or diamond-backed tokens, that the price of a token can trade much higher than the inner value. This is definitely what we turn around. So price can increase of a token, so the upper or the upside potential of the token price definitely guaranteed, but the downside protection is there as well by taking with the inner value of the token. So it means the investor has a completely new way to participate on three levels. First, on the real estate portfolio level, turn level, as with the traditional direct real estate portfolio fund, also participating with software development, super interesting because it's really scalable and absolutely needed in real estate market. And there you can also participate by bringing up or by the increasing value of the inner token value.
Wonderful. So this is a really exciting opportunity for a lot of different kinds of investors to jump into something that's both new with the cryptocurrency, but also it's old. You know, real estate and land and commercial development is a very old way of doing business as well. So you're merging the
two. Okay. Yeah, we're having two, let's say, three types of token investors. One is the real estate investor coming from the old world that are seeking to profit from new technology advantages to gain from efficiency and transparency advantages. And then the second one is the crypto investor that will diversify and incorporate his crypto portfolio with a more stable and secure crypto assets backed by Swiss real estate. And the third type of investor is like the short investor that wants to invest in a kind of cool crypto token. But this is not really coming from real estate or from a stable aspect, but from a really serious and professional setup, ICO, that has upside potential, but also a down section. But as you said, absolutely, what we do is combine the old world with the new world, bringing the world together. Also, in our advisory board, with our team, we have extremely experienced old world professionals. I would say we have a professor from the University of Zurich, Switzerland. We have the CEO of one of the biggest listed companies, real estate companies in Switzerland. In the board, we have a fintech specialist. We have real estate experts. But on the other hand, we have also ICO advisors that are extremely successful for marketing campaigns. The new world, we have crypto enthusiasts. We have artificial intelligence tech advisors. That is definitely combined the worlds. And this is super exciting. I think it's really different.
Absolutely. So how can someone get involved? What is the best way to get involved with this?
So now it's absolutely the best time to get involved. We started our pre-sale description on our website where the investor can subscribe and secure themselves the bonus of 25%, which means they get a 25% discount on this real estate. So this is definitely absolutely the time now to act. So subscribe on www.tutsilicon.ch. Then you receive all the necessary information from our treasury and the notary.
So that is SwissRealCoin.ch.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, Brigitte Luckenbühl, thank you so much for joining us today on Future Tech Podcast. And this is a great way to start merging old and new. I love it.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to having you as SwissRealCoin community. And thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. This has been Juliette Lamar of Future Tech Podcast. Have a good day.
Coming to Dallas, Texas, September 14th, 15th, and 16th, 2018, the Blockchain and Future Tech Expo. This is going to be a gigantic conference of over 5,000 people. We're going to be talking about blockchain and its applications. We're going to be talking about quantum computing, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and several other future technologies that are poised to and actually changing our lives as we speak. Here's why you should attend. As you may know, early adopters are the ones that investigated and profited from things like the gold rush in the 1800s, from the dot-com boom in the 1990s, from the internet boom in 2005. from the smartphone explosion in 2007, from the real estate boom that ended in 2008, and of course, from the Bitcoin boom that started in 2012. Early adopters act now. They don't wait till later. They go out west first. In their covered wagons, they find the biggest gold nuggets. If you consider yourself an early adopter and you want to find the biggest nuggets, then you owe it to yourself to attend this upcoming conference. Blockchain is going to affect how we control and store our medical data, how we send money around the world, how we bank, and more. But artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and cybersecurity will play a pivotal role in our lives as well. And that's why our next event, September 14th to the 16th at the Dallas Convention Center, is going to have not only 5,000 plus attendees, but will showcase blockchain, AI, cybersecurity, quantum computing, and more. You want to get in on the coming gold rush of future tech and opportunity as an early adopter. Don't be left out. To register, go to bftexpo.com. That's blockchainfuturetechexpo.com. Thank you. You have been listening to Almost Here, Around the Corner Future Technology Podcast with Richard Jacobs. Subscribe to this podcast, post a review, to discover more future technologies that are poised to transform our lives for better or worse, such as Bitcoin, artificial intelligence, 3D printing, blockchain, virtual reality, and more.